You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Sunday, September the 10th. I'm Andy Holding, looking at an 8-race programme at the Curragh this afternoon. Of course, day two of the Champions Weekend, which was a great success yesterday at Leopardstown, albeit a bit of a battering for the punters, largely speaking, as we had 2.25-1 outsiders, unconsidered as well, winning the big two races at the expense of the short-priced jollies. So do that, bear that in mind today at the Curragh, because we have also got viciously competitive fair, probably one of the hardest days racing I think I've seen at the County Kildare venue for many a year. And given that we're likely to get a dramatic change in the conditions this afternoon, I'd suggest we keep stakes to a minimum and have just a few small bets along the way, because like I say, I do think we're going to be in for some one or two shock results this afternoon.
Race one.
We begin with a decent-looking six furlong handicap in pretty much all the top six furlong horses in Ireland this season. On form are in attendance, and if you add into the mix one or two nice horses coming through the ranks from the UK, such as Ice Age, George Bowen, Snapshots, etc., then we are in for a bit of a feast to kick us off here this afternoon. Miss Powers is a non-runner. I presume that is down to the ground, because the conditions have changed quite dramatically. But that still means we're betting 8-1 the field this morning. There should be plenty of pace on here as well, because we've got several front runners in the lineup. Congornis and Titnus will be the two pace setters, and they're drawn either side of the track as well. So pace all over. Of the ones that have been running well at the track on a consistent level throughout the season, I certainly think Ducky Mallon is definitely worth a shout. He's been in fantastic form pretty much all season long, and he managed to win one of these a couple of starts ago when he floored into the red in pretty easy fashion, and he duplicated that performance at Leopardstown only 10 days afterwards. He does run this track well, he won't mind the conditions, and he's drawn next to the pace as well. The other one to mention is George Bowen. I thought he was a bit unlucky here the last day when he finished a never near a seventh behind Titnus back in July, and had he got a much clearer run, I'm pretty sure he would have gone very close. He's won here before when there's been plenty of ease in the ground, although he hasn't managed to go on from that run at the Curragh a few starts back. He hasn't run consistently well without having, once again, a great deal of luck. So those have been my two against the field, but in an absolute complete minefield. About 16-1 this morning. A couple of small each-way bets there on Ducky Mallon and George Bowen is the advice.
Race two.
On to race two then, and this is the first of the group races. Group two status here at 2.35. And this one's for the fillies. It's the Blandford Stakes, of course. And I'm very keen here on the UK raider, Sea of Grace, from the William Haggas stable, who, to be fair, has been excellently campaigned by William ever since he left John Ox last season, a bit of a crest of a wave. On the two occasions when this horse has had soft ground, she's performed up to her very best, of course, in the Group 1 at Deauville back in May. And then last time out at Haydock, when she got her favourite give underfoot, she won with nonchalant ease from the very reliable guard Lincoln Rocks, who of course went on to win next time out at the York Ebor meeting. The time figure was very good, and she looks the top as well on breeding and the way she runs it. The extra two furlongs she encounters this afternoon will definitely suit her. Obviously, I know Brian's got a strong hand here with Rain Goddess and Seventh Heaven, who have been plying their trade in the very top level this season. And they've both got good sound course form to boot as well. But I think Sea Grace has just got a little bit of touch of class. And of course, she's also got a good record at the County Kildare venue.
Race number three.
A On to the 305 then, and it's the ever-ending saga here of Caravaggio, who's probably one of the most talked-about horses in training. So many column inches have been afforded this horse. It's been a bit of a disappointment, one would have to say, on his last two runs when he got beat in the July Cup and, of course, last time at Deauville behind Brando. I'm just not absolutely convinced about this horse, whether he's quite as good as what Aidan O'Brien is suggesting. And dropping back to 5 furlongs, well, you still really want to be taking 5-4 to find out, because he's up against some right speed balls here. You know, the likes of Caspian Prince and Duke of Firenze are going to take them along at a rattling good back gallop. And I'm much more satisfied to look for a little bit of value elsewhere. And I do think Son of Rest is a realistic contender, particularly as the conditions are likely to deteriorate here this afternoon. He couldn't quite go the gallop the other day, which is odd for him, really, given that the ground was on the easy side. But to be fair, it was all about track position that day at Tipperary. And Garome, who bagged the near side rail under a positive ride by Declan McDonough, swooped to conquer, and he never really looked like getting caught. But I thought Son of Rest, to be fair, stayed on quite well, considering he got bumped at the start and the trap probably wouldn't have played into his strengths. But here at the Curragh, as two starts back, when bounded to victory in very easy fashion, he looked a really classy horse on that occasion. So I'm hoping the return to a deep, deep underfoot surface and this stiffer track will play into the strengths of Fozzie Stack's Charge. And around about 8-1 this morning, I think Son of Rest is the each way value there against Caravaggio in the 305.
Race 4.
On to the big fillies race then for 2-year-olds of the day. Of course, it's the Moyglare Stud Group 1 status over 7 furlongs. And what an absolute humdinger this is. We've got all the best fillies either side of the Irish Sea taking their chance here. And Aidan O'Brien has got a staggering 5 runners here. And all of them, to be fair, have got decent chances. Even the outside of the whole lot. Ballet Shoes, I thought, ran up to a very good standard the other day when beaten by Willie McCreary's Liquid Amber. And we've already seen the form Frank by the 4th and the 5th. Both going on to run really well subsequently. So I certainly wouldn't discount her at 33-1, but the likelihood is that the front end of the market will dominate here. And it's just a case whether Clemmy really handles the conditions, because she's arguably got some of the best form coming into this race. The fact that she beat Nailetti last time out certainly suggests that she's a filly ride out of the top draw. And Ryan Moore certainly believes in her rather than one or two of the others that he's ridden already so far this season. However, I do think Magical shouldn't be overlooked, albeit she won the debutant stakes last time out at an unconsidered 11-1, beating more favoured Stabber Companions happily in September. I thought she did it on merit, and of course she did it at a track and under these conditions, and she's quite a big tall filly by Galileo, and we know that she'll be absolutely well and truly suited by the rain this afternoon. Alpha Centauri's arguably got the best form coming into this race courtesy of the Albany Stakes victory, but we just don't know whether she'll handle 7 furlongs on soft ground. So an absolute minefield for punters. I just think it's a fantastic race. You could chuck any one of 3 or 4 horses up in the air and you might get a different result on another day. Look, I think I'd probably just split my stakes here. I think Magical's form definitely deserves the utmost respect, but at 33-1, I do think Bally Shoes is overpriced as well. So those would be my two against the field from more of a value perspective in the big fillies contest.
Race 5.
On to the 4:15 then, which is the National Stakes, again Group 1 status. And unfortunately, some of the lustre has been taken out of this race, or most of it, because Gustav Klimt doesn't run due to the adverse weather conditions. Therefore, we've got Beckford, who of course comes here off the back of a good run last time out here over this course, and Distance Beyond Sioux Nation, who heads the market for the Gordon Elliott Stable. And he was really impressive at the time before as well, when he won the Railway Stakes, beating Verbal Dexterity quite comfortably in the end. He's certainly got the time figures here to justify his position in the market, and he is definitely the most likely winner. But at the prices this morning, I do think Brother Bear's rather overlooked here. You can get 10-12-1 if you shop about. It's unfortunate that we've now only got the 7-runner field, because he would be a rattling good each way bet. But you've got to go back to that run early on in the season, the Marble Hall Stakes, when he was victorious, to think he's definitely got a chance here on this rain softened ground, because in behind him that day was the likes of Woodby Keegan and of course US Navy Flag, who has gone on to frank that form. The ground probably would have been a bit too quick for him in the Nascot in the Coventry, and indeed behind Actress here when last seen back in July. But with a bit of give underfoot, I do think Brother Bear is a horse that certainly shouldn't be overlooked in this race. And he, for me, is the bet, or the value bet anyway, in the 4:15.
Race number 6.
On to the big older our horse race then this afternoon, the Group 1. Of course, it's the Irish St. Leger, and all eyes here will no doubt be on Order St. George as he bids to win this race again and wrestle it back for Aidan O'Brien. It's a race that, of course, he's dominated over the last decade or so, and he certainly deserves to be his position in the market, courtesy his overall profile. He was probably a bit unlucky to get beat at Royal Ascot in the Ascot Gold Cup behind Big Orange, but he bounced back to form at his happy hunting ground when he made it 4 wins from 6 starts at the County Kildare venue, beating Rekindling and Twilight Pavement fairly comfortably when last seen. He doesn't mind the ground, and one would imagine that even the Otley Triumph might be in order for this horse if he's victorious today, as the market suggests. If you are looking for perhaps a bet in the race at much bigger odds, then maybe look towards Twilight Payment at 40-1, 50-1 this morning. I don't think he can beat the favourite, but there's a good chance he might finish in the frame, particularly as the rain might deteriorate the conditions here this afternoon. The last time he managed to win here, it was over 2 miles on heavy ground. And if you look at his form figures, he's hardly ever out the first two or three, and he's never been out the first three in 4 starts here at the Curragh. So my recommendation would be to back Twilight Payment each way at 40s or 50s, or even back him each way without the favourite, because it's hard to see him not being in the first four coming here at his favourite track.
Race 7.
On to the big sales race then of the day, the 5.25 over 6.5 furlongs. Likely to be run under pretty testing conditions by the time they run this race, and what a minefield for punters this one is. Some firms are actually betting 4 and 5 places this morning, such as the sort of intensity and the difficultness of this race. And I certainly think you're going to need all those places on board as well. Good thing Stake Time is the favourite here from the Fozzie Stack stable, and there's every right to be its position in the market based on that run in the Curragh Stakes when last seen, when second behind Treasuring, the way this horse kept on in the closing stage. It certainly suggests that she'll be more beneficial stepping up in trip. And because she's got a solid course and distance form in the bag already, then she's likely to take plenty of beating. But those looking for much bigger odds, well, I think Vahoyan will run well here at 20-1. He also run well in a very good maiden early on in the season, which worked out well behind Beckford. And if he can run to that level of form, I do think he's slightly overpriced. And another one to consider as well at 66-1 this morning is Optimum Time from the Eve Johnson Horton stable. Now, this horse has dipped in form on its last 2 runs, but it's subsequently been gelded. And if you go back to that run early on in the season at Windsor on soft ground, he was pretty impressive on the time figure. So I do think he's also worth a look at a big price. So Vahoyan and Optimum Time are my two against the field at big prices there in the sales race.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and another minefield for punters here. This mile and a quarter premier handicap is certainly going to take a little bit of sorting out. However, I do think Manwani's got every chance at the front end of the market. Could have done with a slightly better draw, but that run here last time out when chasing home Whiskey Sour at Galway certainly suggests that he's got every chance here under similar conditions. And he ran well the time before, went fourth behind See the Line in a very competitive race. Jet Streaming comes in good form, and I do think Adrian Keithley's charge will go well with Danny Shee here on board from a nice low draw. She also handles the conditions and is also worth a second look. But Manwawi, certainly for me, has got the best form coming into this race, and hopefully he can overcome that draw, as said, in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again tomorrow as we're going to be taking a look at Listowel's second day of their 7-day Listowel Festival. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.